My name is Nick Sherry, and I'm working for myself building apps right now.
And my name is Poken Young, and I'm working on apps as well, and Nick is doing more of the development side, and I'm doing everything else, I guess, bug testing. Well, you do better bug testing than I do. Well, everything else in terms of like marketing, product.
We found a good match in that I like to develop, and she likes to design, and she has a good mind for product and marketing and all the paperwork and all the computer work and things that make my eyes go cross-eyed, and I have a good mind for the things that make her eyes go cross-eyed, which is code and numbers and all that sort of fun stuff. We built an app called Womple.
The idea is it's like a Spanish Scrabble or a Spanish words for friends, because we wanted to actually get better at Spanish and we wanted to do something slightly educational. And so a lot of times when you're playing word games, you're like, oh, what word is that? I have no idea that that was even a word. And so we wanted to do something in another language we both wanted to be better at, and also like kind of tie in like a hookup to a dictionary so we could, if we see a word we didn't know, kind of learn from that. And so that was sort of the inspiration behind building this as we can.
One of the first reasons why we started getting together was to get better at Spanish and learn Spanish. So one of the ideas we had as we were in the mobile space and playing with games and Words with Friends was very popular, was, hey, wouldn't this be cool in Spanish? And of course, there was no such thing for some reason. And it seemed like a good idea, and it's always been in the back burner of our mind of, hey, why don't we make that? So the project was always going to be Palabras con Amigos, which is, of course, Words with Friends. But we decided to kind of, for the purpose of the hackathon, go a little more general and say, hey, it doesn't have to be Spanish. It can be just a word application that can include learning and include something better than just a game to spam people's Facebook pages. Although, considering we're at Facebook, we are also spamming people's Facebook pages. Yeah, we've built Windows 8 apps before. We actually have one app in the store right now, which is called Note Trainer, and it's a musical learning tool. So it's for learning to sight read piano. And that was sort of our jumping point for app development. We did it as a side project. It was another one of those ideas that was inspired by, hey, I wish we could play the piano better. And it was one of those things that we wanted to do, but it's always very difficult to motivate yourself to look at flashcards and play really boring piano notes all, you know, over and over. So we said, let's make it a game. Let's turn flashcards into some sort of game. So that's what we built for a lot of different platforms, and we did turn that into a Windows 8 application.
So we're still pretty new into it, and that was part of the reason why we were interested in this, was just the opportunity to come down and actually meet the Microsoft folk and get sort of one-on-one, which was exactly that. Like, I mean, it was great to have that exposure, like having the fellow came by and just sat with Nick for like a good hour. And so that's that was motivation, and we're still kind of learning, I guess, as the platform's growing as well.
The learning is actually really good, because as much as you can be a good developer, when you get in the room with these Microsoft guys, they know the tricks. They built some of the software. They've been developing on it way more than we ever could. So it's been great to kind of get these insights, and sure enough, I've got little snippets of code now from some of the guys that are very useful tricks. So we came at it from pure HTML JavaScript. I've really liked the fact that Microsoft has been pushing that direction, because it's a lot of where it's going, and I'm familiar with it. And so we went for that direction for the core front end of the app. What you don't see on the front end side when you're playing the game is we actually built a couple of back end tools as well. So one of the first challenges we actually had as we were looking at doing this project this weekend was, how are we going to validate words? Spanish dictionaries, as it turns out, are actually fairly difficult to find. And we didn't find one. What I ended up doing is actually just stripping the Aspell library from my Linux computer, which was for spell checking for Word documents if you switched your language to Spanish. And there were over 1 million Spanish words in that dictionary.
That would be cleanup, because officially only 600,000 words are recognized in the official Spanish Scrabble, so we have to figure out what 400,000 need to be removed.
Probably a lot of incorrect words.
It's our own derivative now, so.
So we used that first, and so we actually first started by building a really quick, simple Ruby JSON API to access that. So we could ping out to our server and validate whether a word on the board was actually correct or not. That was the first thing. The second was, now that we have users coming in from Facebook and you're able to kind of link up and play together, how do you transfer that data back and forth? So we use the same method as a really simple, really quick Ruby on Rails JSON API that we built to save that data so it can be transferred from one user to the other and keep track of whose turn it is, what words have currently been played, and also restore the game board. So if you exit the game, you can come back in like you'd expect and your game would still be there. Having come from doing some mobile apps on some of the other platforms in HTML and JavaScript, I love not having to work with PhoneGap or any of the wrappers.
Fact, it's just native.
Yeah, it's just native. It works surprisingly well. As a web developer, you're always skeptical of Internet Explorer. You're always skeptical of where that technology is going. But every time we've done something on Windows 8, we've been really surprised by how well it actually works. So as far as actual technology, things that worked really well, I'd say one surprising thing that I was very skeptical about was the data bindings for doing a lot of the built-in WinJS sort of animations and data sets, being able to scroll through horizontally through data. I was very skeptical because I'm very used to building that out myself, mapping my own data, and displaying it how I like with CSS. But you can actually sort of have the best of both worlds without having to do a lot of work. So we use that technique in a few places in the app as an experiment by the suggestion of one of Microsoft guys, and it actually turned out pretty well. Definitely. I think we'll probably slow down on it a little bit.
Like clean it up and polish it now.
Yeah, take a deep breath.
More time,
there's definitely a lot more rich features in the education vein, and also just in the error checking side of things, making sure that the boards are clean and it's checking the right words and a few things like that that are difficult to do in 24 hours. So we'll probably slow down on it a little bit, polish it up, really rethink how we want the gameplay to work, and the secondary mechanics that we didn't even have a chance to get into, like power-ups and all sorts of things that we have
planned. We want to throw in a few fun things, but we definitely want to get it out sort of balancing student and making sure it's well complete and polished.
We don't want it to just be another, words with friends rip-off or something like that. We want to throw a twist on it. So Poken actually did a really good job kind of speccing out a lot of ideas for how to engage the user with their friends a little more by doing more, I suppose, combative, like Scrabble play, where you can use power-ups to steal the opponent's, tiles, or do things that'll have an effect on both of your tiles. So you can kind of add a little bit of engagement, which will hopefully fuel some of the Facebook posts and traffic as well. I haven't slept at all, actually. I broke for bathroom and food, and that's about it. So it's been straight coding since about 7 when we got here yesterday. I started the project while we were listening to the opening speech, knowing that we were going to be cramped on time, and sure enough, we kept going.
And I snuck in about an hour under the table when I was hoping no one was watching.